Hello and welcome back to another episode of Something to Talk About. Hope you've all had a good week, and obviously I'm joined again by James. Have you had a good week, James? Been enjoying the weather?
Yeah, Louis. It's been a good one. We saw each other with a few of the boys over there, didn't we? Getting the most out of the weather.
Tried to play golf. Turns out we need our own clubs. We can't hire them anymore.
So yeah, I mean, we probably should have thought about that.
We retraced our steps of one New Year's Eve that went horribly wrong.
Yeah, that's a story for another podcast.
Very much so. Right. What have you been up to? Any other things this week?
Well, today I've been watching a bit of Glastonbury that's on the BBC iPlayer and all that. Obviously, it would be Glastonbury this weekend.
Yeah.
You're not really as into that as much, are you?
No, I've never really been into like concerts and music festivals. Like, I've kind of wanted to go to Reading Festival, but
yeah,
it's like, yeah, it's for like £300 or whatever it is, and I'm just like, nah.
Yeah, because the thing is, like, I wouldn't want to go for like just a day.
Because I would be up for a day. I wouldn't want to stay there for a whole weekend.
I think it depends on who's on. Like, if there's like two really good acts.
I'd just rather spend my money on going to a football match. Like, I'd much rather do that.
Talking of football.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we've got to bring some very sad news this week. And
sad for some people.
Some very traumatic events happened overnight, which kept me up. Didn't sleep very well. Not just because of the heat. Mainly because of this. Essentially, a team called Liverpool won
the
Premier League. In England. Yeah, I mean, it's a sad situation, really.
I just have to say I'm completely unbiased as I'm not a football fan.
I am a Man United fan, of course.
We've just lost a load of viewers or listeners.
We'll get some Liverpool fans on and talk about their triumphs at some point.
Yeah.
Chelsea beat Man City last night, and that handed the title to Liverpool. We don't want to dwell on this because it is an upsetting situation for many people.
For you.
And many others as well. Let's not beat around the bush with this. It's very traumatic. Let's just pray for the sake of humanity we never end up in a situation like this ever again. 2020 has been an awful year for humanity. It's terrible. These events cannot happen again.
Any Liverpool supporters out there, congratulations.
Moving on. We don't want to dwell on such depressing matters. Right. So, what did you want to talk about first this week?
Well, we were going to talk a bit more about Glastonbury, weren't we? Obviously, it would have been this weekend, as most things during this difficult period. It has been cancelled. I was thinking, like, when, like, will music festivals, will they ever be the same, do you think? Because you see, you know, crowds, everyone's on top of each other, if there's like a bit of a mosh pit going on. But, like, you couldn't imagine, like now, you think you see two people next to each other, and you think, "Oh, that's a risk." Let alone,
yeah, but you know, I think we'll just move on from that next year.
Yeah, but I think there's a lot of people are saying, "Oh, will it ever be the same? Like, could you ever look at mass gatherings the same, all this kind of stuff?" Because it's not like the virus. It's not like it's a thing that disappears, is it? Like, it will always be there. But obviously,
you wouldn't go to an event with a big crowd and be scared of getting the flu, would you?
I personally wouldn't. I mean, a lot of people
who go to music festivals aren't of the age that are vulnerable to this virus.
Traditionally,
yeah.
that's what's great about Glastonbury. You'll get all sorts.
True.
Like especially depending on the act. So I saw a clip of The Cure, and like in the front row, you've got like people who are like 50, 60, and also people our age, like 18, 19.
Yeah.
It's got like good range of people you get there.
Or wouldn't you rather just go to an event that has everyone your age and it's just, you get like mosh pits and all that kind of stuff?
Well, that's why Reading is a lot more popular, I'd say, among our generation. It's because it's aimed at our generation, like pretty much exclusively.
Mm.
So you think of the acts, like, you'll get only acts that are kind of relevant today. And you'll get occasionally, like, was it, I think last year, Foo Fighters were a headline. But they'll always be a big act, I think, because they're just a massive band.
Yeah.
So, like, you get some things like that at Reading. But I think I prefer Glastonbury to Reading, to be honest, because it's just, I mean, personally, for my music tastes.
Have you ever been to it?
No, I'd love to go, though. I try and watch every year, but, like,
isn't there really going, tickets, like, for that?
Yeah, you have to, like, properly organise, because obviously I wouldn't go on my own. I'd get, like, a few people to go. But then it's about getting enough people to go. Then you got to, I think it's like, it sells out really quick. So you got to be ready. You got to book it all.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not, yeah, obviously I listen to music, but I'm not, I like certain songs. I don't religiously listen to a certain band, for example. I'm not, I like some 1975 songs, but I don't know every single song they have, or I haven't listened
to every song they do. And then I have, like, two of their albums on vinyl.
The only artist I actually like every song is Post Malone.
Yeah, you said that the other day. I was surprised.
Literally the only person.
I mean, I was thinking I've never heard you listen to him, but then also I've never really heard you listen to anyone, because we're not really in situations together where you would be playing music.
No.
You like a bit of Kasabian, don't you? I swear you played that in the car once.
Yeah, I like a bit of anyone. The only type of music I don't like is drill.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of drill, to be honest.
Drill isn't even music, is it?
I mean, it literally is.
Just
like,
not.
I'm not a fan of it. I wouldn't listen to it. Like, the problem is that a lot of their audience, I'm not sure, I'd say like over 50% of their audience are just like white girls.
You think?
Yeah, 100%.
Actually, you just see them driving around in the cars together. Just
like, obviously, you like drill. The people, it's made by people who like are in gangs and stuff, and it's going to be listened to those kind of people. But I think, like, I know my sister, I think I mentioned this in the last podcast, I've got a 15-year-old sister, so she's like your typical white 15-year-old, like, basic bitch kind of thing.
yeah, I can imagine.
And she listens to drill. And like, Charlotte, like, you live in like a fairly middle class area.
Right? Yeah, I mean, I haven't listened to the lyrics. I haven't listened to it at all, really. I just know I hate the sound of it. But aren't the lyrics like about stabbing people? And
pretty much all the lyrics are about like, stabbing, drugs, drug dealing, that kind of stuff.
It's like that meme saying when you just drive into your 9-to-5 job and
listen
to that stuff.
Like, what the meme is about, because like, a lot of like people are like that.
Mm.
I mean, there is obviously like, because it's made for like, it's made by people in gangs and stuff, they'll be like that, that's their main listeners. But yeah, I think it's weird how songs like that are listened to a lot by like white girls.
Yeah, but I think aren't girls a bit like that? Like, they kind of look up to, like, they're like older boys to begin with, and they're kind of like hard boys, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. You say girls like older boys, that kind of links onto a topic we'll talk about a bit later.
Yes, we had a question in related to that. But first, going back onto the topic of Glastonbury and how people will react going forwards and how music festivals will change, would you not go to a music festival next year because of coronavirus? Would you still be worried about it? Because I would not.
I wouldn't personally, but I know, like, my mom has said, like, oh, I couldn't imagine it ever being the same, you know, like, and I've seen, like, I think it will never be exactly the same as it was before, but in a good way, in terms of people understand more about, like, I think people have said, you know, the screens that people have up in shopping, like the counters, the cashier.
Plastic like, screens, yeah.
Yeah, those probably won't be, a lot of those probably won't be taken down, just because, one, it's a hassle, like, you have to, like, why take them down? Because it's only a positive thing to have them up.
Yeah, but like, think about the 1918 Spanish flu virus. 50 million people died from that. 50 million. And everyone was fine afterwards. Like, there wasn't this fear about it. People would just move on. They get focused on other things and they forget about what's happened.
Yeah, I think I think I've seen some things about this. We'll talk about it in another podcast, I think, would be a good topic. What will life be like moving on? But yeah. I think the only things that will, like, it's only going to be good things coming from it, like screens being up in shops. Like, I don't see the point in taking them down because they're not doing any harm being up. They're only like, you know,
I guess you're right.
Like, if I had a cold, or like something, and I'm like sneezing or coughing, and the person behind is like quite asthmatic, or like they're quite vulnerable to catching things. It just helps that, doesn't it?
Especially.
And also, some people are just unhygienic naturally.
Yeah, and even during this time, you go out and about or on any public transport, and there's still people coughing and sneezing. It's just fine. But this kind of links on to the second topic I wanted to talk about this week. It's becoming like a weekly coronavirus update. But I mean, there's not much else in the news, is there? So
no.
Kind of unavoidable. It develops quite a lot in a week, I've noticed.
Yeah, it does.
So essentially, on the 4th of July, we've been told, you know, pubs, restaurants, et cetera, are opening on that date. Some people are saying that's too quick. Others are quite happy with the move. I think it's a bit of a 50-50 split in this country about whether it's too quick or not. But regardless of that happening, we've seen some scenes this week that are just dumb. The two I'm thinking of are what happened in Bournemouth yesterday on the beach. And
yeah, that was ridiculous.
That like illegal street/block party in Brixton, London.
Yeah, I've seen pictures and stuff of both of those. They're both ridiculous. Yeah. It's just people just taking the piss, right? Really.
Yeah, but I don't get the government's view on it. Like there's so many situations popping up where people aren't social distancing. Even at Anfield last night, there were thousands of people celebrating.
Oh, yeah, I've seen videos of that, like massive crowds, flares. Yeah.
So there's like so many situations where there's no social distancing going on, yet why are we waiting to open up like pubs and restaurants, whatever, with strict rules in place that you can't go any closer and you have to keep your distance and give your contact details and all that
stuff? Well, the problem is with pubs, like, I'm lucky that where I live, people are quite, like, the pubs are quite nice and, like, generally a nice area. But, the traditional kind of pub-going people aren't necessarily going to be the people that are bothered about social distancing. See what I mean? So, yeah, inside, it could be staying away, using contactless payments, staying away from the barman or barmaid. But surely they'll just be rammed outside.
Yeah, well, I think even if you are vigilant about the rules and it's being enforced by the landlords of the pubs, as soon as people are getting pissed, it just goes out the window.
Well, isn't there a drink limit?
Is there?
I think I've heard it's 4 drinks, or some places will be doing that. I'm not sure if that's a nationwide thing.
Well, that would be enough to get one of our mates gone, wouldn't it?
Oh, God, a couple of our mates.
Couple, yeah. The block party was also disgusting. I'll explain that a bit more. So I think I don't know how many people, but it was like possibly hundreds, maybe like over 1,000, all in this area having this illegal party on the street. And then the police turned up to break up and they weren't happy about it. And they started like trying to fight back against the police and stopping them breaking up, and it got a bit violent, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, that's just pointless. People just look for any excuse to have a scrap. Those are the kind of people that will say, like, oh, yeah, like, fuck the police. Yeah. But, like, you're doing something illegal. Of course they're going to intervene.
Yeah, exactly. It's just dumb. But it annoys me more that the government just sit by and let that kind of stuff happen as well. For example,
I mean, there's not that much they can do, because isn't like once you start saying that you can't go to beaches and you can't hang, like, isn't that, that's like, they don't have that power at the moment, do they?
No, apparently they do have the power to do it. So for example, the newer heat wave is coming up, and as we know in this country, everyone goes mad when it's hot.
Yeah.
So obviously parks and beaches are all going to be absolutely filled. They could have just closed the beaches. The beaches in Wales are shut. But there's no reason why they couldn't, or even put like some security guards on the beach and only letting a certain amount of people onto it.
Yeah, now, that's quite hard though, because it's not like a beach has like a door entrance, is it? It's like, true. You can go on it from any kind of angle.
In Spain though, they have like people patrolling the beaches now, making sure people are separated. And
we should do that. We should definitely do that. I think with beaches being filled, like, obviously a lot of people aren't as fortunate as me or you, where we have a garden we can sunbathe in, catch sun. You know, like, a lot of people have to live in tower blocks and stuff where they won't really have any kind of, not even a balcony or anything to sit out on. But I don't think that's an excuse for packing beaches out. I've heard people make that excuse of, well, you know, some people aren't fortunate enough to have a garden. It's like, you don't need, there's not that many, not every person who lives in
half the country to get to the beach.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't think that whole beach was people exclusively who live in tower blocks.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. And not even in Bournemouth, but happened all over the country yesterday. But I think what a good thing the government could do, right? So if you haven't got the pubs or restaurants and all these leisure facilities open, everyone's going to be going to beaches and parks and filling them out on a hot day especially. So obviously people can't be trusted to be sensible about this. So why are we waiting to open it up? Why don't we just have them open now so people have somewhere to go and everyone's spread out? Instead, they're all going to the same places. So if you allow people to have some sort of leisure in other like aspects of life, they're not going to be rushing to the park every day.
You know? Yeah, true.
So, and obviously social distancing is easier to monitor and
enforce.
Yeah, and control in a like indoor environment.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Also, I think the people that would be enforcing it at pubs would be like the landlords. And I think, though, again, like I was saying, that your stereotypical kind of people that might be going to these pubs would possibly respect a landlord more than they would if a police officer came over.
Yeah, police officers are not respected now at all.
Well, by a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get the whole, oh, you can't tell me what to do kind of thing. But then if it's like the landlord, they might be like, oh, all right.
Yeah, I come across on Snapchat. Like, if you don't have me on Snapchat, or anyone who doesn't know me, I do like little rants about things.
I thought you were about to shout out your Snapchat then when you said,
just private. Yeah, I do like little rants, and I think it comes across like I'm so serious about this virus, and I think, oh yeah, lockdown needs to be hammered into people and then make them stay at home and all that stuff. I don't actually think, just to clarify, that we should still be in a lockdown, especially young people. I think now we should only be shielding the old people, the vulnerable. Yeah. So just to clarify, I don't think we should be in lockdown, but you don't, just because we're not in lockdown doesn't mean we have to go mad and not listen to any of the rules. Like, still be vigilant and try and social distance all the time, because otherwise we just
get an
explosion of it. If it won't end up in another lockdown situation.
Yeah. Well, the problem with the whole thing in like Bournemouth and like beaches in general is the people on those. So let's say, for argument's sake, no one on that beach was vulnerable to the virus, right? Just for argument's sake.
Okay.
But are you going to tell me that they're not going to come into contact with anyone that isn't vulnerable? Like, when they next go to the shops, they might come into contact with an old person, or they might go and see their
parents. So, for example, like a load of 15-year-olds meeting in the local park to drink on a hot day. It takes one person to have it. They spread it all around that group of people they're with.
Yeah.
They all go home to different households.
They go see their grandparents.
Yeah. Give it to their family members. Their family members go off somewhere as well. It's just a knock-on effect straight away.
Yeah.
Go out and enjoy the weather, but just chill out a bit. Just you don't have to. Yeah. Pack onto a beach if it's not right.
When we saw each other the other day, there was four of us. We all went in our own cars. Mm. We sat down in a field, but we weren't like sat right next to each other.
Yeah, that reminds me of something that happened the other day. I want to talk about that. Was funny when so we're walking past our old high school, and there's these lads.
Oh yeah, yeah.
School uniform, like, it's just as school was finishing.
They were year 10s. They would have been year 10.
Yeah, so they're either 14 or 15-year-olds. One of them's got his like shirt
all the way undone.
Yeah, like, so we see them from a distance, and they just all three of them just staring at us. And
I was saying, does anyone know them? Like, are they related to anyone? Do we know them from previous years?
You thought you did, but it turns out not.
I thought I recognised one of them, and I didn't, as I realised closer. And then I was thinking, are they looking beyond us? But they were staring right at us, like proper staring us down.
Yeah, so as we walked past them, they were just staring us right down. And one of them was actually taller than me, which is quite
embarrassing.
I'm 5'10"-ish. So I'm not exactly small, I'm average height, but this guy was quite big. But he was staring us down, like, and then you and another friend of ours walked first in front of me.
I sort of did, like, you know, like a nod, like, you're right, I just want you're right.
Yeah, they just actually say you're right.
Respond, I just want you're right, like that, and they didn't respond.
Yeah, and then I walked past them and I was like, couldn't help but laughing. I was just like, what? And then, obviously, the person behind me also walked past as well. I was just, how on earth do kids that are 4 or 5 years younger than us think they're harder than us? Do we really look that?
I mean, like, well, yeah, like so that. Anyone who doesn't know us, we're not, I mean, you probably guess, you probably take an educated guess from the topics we talk about and our pins on them, but we're not particularly like tough people. Like, I'm not going to go start a scrap with someone. But at the same time, we don't, like, because we don't look like that, why would they, like, star us? We also don't look, like, particularly, yeah, like, we don't look, like, nerdy or anything, so it's not,
no,
like,
just like the average
target. Yeah, we just look pretty normal. So it's not like we're an obvious target, and it's not like we look like we were trying to start anything. They were just staring right at us, and I was like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You're 14, mate. You think it's actually embarrassing that a 14-year-old thinks they can take me. I'm 19, to clarify.
Yeah.
And I've been working out the whole of lockdown as well. So
I'm
quite big now.
I was going to say, I'd say you're above average strength. And these guys, I mean, they didn't look particularly big.
No, there was one like short, fat kid, wasn't there?
Mm. I was like, shaming.
Just pipe down, lads.
Yeah. It is annoying. It's that classic thing of like the cocky year seven.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I remember in year seven, I was like terrified of year 11s. And I remember when we were in year 11, so year seven bumped into me and started saying, oh, watch it. And I was like, whoa.
I wasn't actually scared of year 11s. Like, if they stole our ball, I would like go and try and break their legs.
I wasn't like scared in terms of like.
Absolutely mauled to death by them.
I wasn't scared as in like, I was genuinely like frightened by them. I was scared as in like, I wouldn't bump into him because I didn't want to annoy him, kind of thing.
True. Yeah, that was a weird situation with those lads.
Yeah, experience.
It was. But we got a question in on Instagram this week, and they're saying, what is an acceptable age gap?
In our view, what is the most acceptable age gap? Yeah. So this was sent in. Remember, send your questions in.
Yeah, you will remain anonymous unless you want us to say.
Yeah, I mean, unless you want to.
Your OnlyFans account.
Oh, yeah. No, we're not shouting at OnlyFans accounts.
Right, so kick off with what you want to say.
Right, so we're talking about acceptable age gaps, and this is obviously for relationships. So we're both 19. Now, I'd say. When 19 is like, it's weird though, isn't it? Because it depends on like the age. Like, you could have an age gap of 2 years, but if you're 16, if you're with a 14-year-old, that sounds weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But like, if you're 19 with a 17-year-old, I don't think that person.
Yeah, but it could be a 17-year-old that's only just turned 17.
Yeah, that's true. I guess. Yeah.
It'll
be first year of college slash sixth form.
Yeah.
Again, I think it's not just like age, it's about like when, what birthdays and all that as well, isn't it?
Yeah, like for example, you could be nearly 20 as a 19-year-old, or you could have just only turned 19. And that's a big difference.
You're like a 19-year-old with a 17-year-old doesn't sound bad, but if it's someone who's 19 and almost 20, and it's someone who's just turned 17, then that's weird.
Well, then it would become a 20-year-old with a 17-year-old.
Yeah, and I'd say that's quite weird. But again, like, I mean, it's legal, like if my mate, if I had a 20-year-old a mate and they were with a 17-year-old, I mean, I wouldn't have a go at them because, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I just personally, I wouldn't. I just feel like it's a bit weird.
You wouldn't go for a 17-year-old?
If I was 20, I don't think I would, no.
No. Well, you've only turned 19, haven't you?
Yeah, I've turned 19 recently in May. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, again, like, it's birthdays, though, isn't it? Like, if I was 20, like, sort of in, like 20 and a half, they were, like, almost 18, but they were still, like, relatively mature, then I don't think that'd be too wrong, because, I mean, it's still legal and all that.
Yeah, but, like, do you not also want someone you can go out with? Like, if you're... Like,
yeah, that's true.
Going out with a 17-year-old, you can't, like, go to the pub or nightclub with her.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't really go out much. That's probably why I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that is true. It's a good point. I mean, I think I'd try and, like, if I was looking for someone, I would go for someone, like, a year, like, my age or a year younger.
Well, I mean, in my personal opinion, I think if it's a 17-year-old who's, like, nearly 18, that's all right, but I wouldn't actually, actively go and look for that. I would look for someone my own age.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'd like if I had to like put a preference on it. Yeah. Okay, so say like if it was like a dating app sort of situation, you put like your age, and I'd put 19 and 18.
What about right if you fell for a girl who said she was 19 or 20, for example?
Yeah,
turns out she's 16. What would you do?
Right,
like you've proper like fallen in love with this girl, right?
Okay, so we actually kind of touched on this the other day, didn't we? Where were you saying?
Because it's still legal.
16. Because 16 is odd. Because if I'm like 16 in year 11 at school, sounds very different to 16, but at college.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it just sounds different. Like college and school, but feels really different.
Girls are kind of weird because they always look older than they are. Especially when they're like...
Usually, yeah.
I remember... Well, I won't say that, actually, because that's a bit noncy. It's just not something I did, something a friend did. But it was like someone lied. Yeah.
Well, I think you can just not say names if it's someone that a friend did.
Nah, it's too dodgy, but...
Oh, okay. Oh, Jesus. Wait, do I know about...
Just to clarify, nothing happened. It's just...
Oh, okay.
He went for a girl who turned out not to be the age he thought she was.
I think that's fine when you're not aware, that's fine, because like if they tell you that they're an age, like you're not going to go, I don't believe you, are you? You're just going to believe that.
No, it's a bit dodgy with girls though, because they do like to go for older boys, so like they kind of lie sometimes, I think.
I don't know,
be careful with how old they say they are.
But that's the thing, like know them if a first, girl isn't it? Yeah, like if a girl says they're 16, it's like of age, and then not, like you could get like straight up arrested for that.
What, a 16?
No, if you were like 16 and over,
yeah,
and a girl was 15, but they said they were 16, and then you did something with them, and then found out. But so you would, in your head, you're like, they're 16, nothing wrong with that. But you could get straight up arrested for that.
Well, thankfully, I wasn't in a position at that point to be able to pick up any girls.
No, I mean,
I didn't have that problem, but I'm sure there are some handsome lads out there who would like to know what they should do in that situation. Best thing is,
do we know the person who asked this question?
We do. We do know him.
Give me their first initial.
D.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I did tell you about it the other day when we went to play golf.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Well, who would you go for if they were like, what is an older acceptable age gap?
Personally, I don't think I'd go for a girl older than me. I mean, I'd go older if it was like they were okay. also 19, but by a few months.
Who's okay?
In fact, here's a good example. So, the girl who I was last attempting to talk to, we'll say, they were older than me. I don't know exactly how many months. But they would have
the same year group, weren't they?
Yeah, but they would have turned 20 when I would still be of 19. And I sort of felt that would have been a little bit weird.
Nah, I think that's all right. You're in the same year group.
Oh, yeah, I didn't have a problem with it. I just thought it'd be kind of awkward. Like, not, I mean, I wouldn't feel awkward. It'd be kind of weird, like, introducing them to new people. Like, oh, yes, my girlfriend, she's a year older than me.
Yeah, but my girlfriend is born in November of the year before me, and I'm born in March.
I was going to ask.
So there's a 5 month gap. So she's always a year older than me for 5 months or so.
Yeah.
But I think that's fine. Like, when I see like the same year group, if you'd been at school, I think that's all right.
Yeah, because it's like at school, like you've literally like basically like they didn't have like 5 months is nothing. Like you started school at the same time and all that. So like you've been educated for the same amount of time.
Yeah.
That's what annoys about, you know, some girls where they're like only go for guys older than them. It's like if they're two or like 5 months or something older than you, they're like, oh, they're younger than me. I'm like, yeah, we have literally the same amount of educational experience and life experience.
Pretty much.
Like, yeah. There's a chance that I even, like, even with 5 months, there's a chance that I learnt to talk and walk before them.
Potentially, like, yeah. I don't know what age you do learn to talk and walk.
I don't remember what I was. I think I was about average. I don't know what exactly how old I was, but I don't think I was. I think I was pretty average. In fact, I might have walked quite early. I think I might have been told. I don't know.
Great.
Yeah. Achievement.
But, what is, I think, a key difference in this when you talk about older girls, especially, and women, older women, like, you know, a MILF.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is this what you told me?
The difference is, I think there's different age gaps for someone you'd shag and someone you'd have as a girlfriend.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if like a model 45-year-old, like a woman we know.
Jennifer Aniston.
No. Someone we know.
I see.
Well, I don't know if you've seen her in a like prime fashion. Yeah, there is someone. So would... If she came on to you, would you go for that?
Have I met this person?
I don't know. Just for sex, though. You do know of her. That woman.
Okay. For everyone listening, I just typed the name and showed Louis on the camera. I've never seen her, but yeah, I don't think I would.
Anyone similar to that? If they just came to you for sex, would you go for that?
I don't know. I think it depends because if it's like, because obviously in a relationship you look for more than just like looks, but when it's just sex, you don't really care if they're like a twat or not.
Mm.
So yeah. I think if they were like really fit and probably.
Yeah, with me, I couldn't date a 45-year-old or anyone older than 25. Not. Anyone older than 25, absolutely not. But for example.
So you, a 19-year-old, would date a 24-year-old?
Sure. If they were
really,
yeah, if they came on to me and they were good looking enough, yeah.
Well, you actually like,
but I wouldn't. But if there was a model 30-year-old, I wouldn't have a relationship with them. But you could do stuff with them.
So, but when they're 30, you'd be like 25.
Yeah.
I don't know. That'd be weird. Right. And like when they're 40, you'd be 35.
5 years. I mean, some people, adults, have like 20 years age gap.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That is mad, though, isn't it? Like when it's like a 60-year-old or like a 40-year-old, you're like a bit weird, but all right.
Yeah.
But, or like a 10-year-old with a 30-year-old.
She was shagging birds at the point she was coming out of a vagina.
Yeah, well, potentially.
You could do the way around.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Question for you, by the way. Why have you got a load of tennis balls on your radiator?
Oh, well, this is a bit weird. No one can see this. There's a load of tennis balls lined up on the top of my radiator. I have no idea why. I know they're my stepdad's because he was playing tennis this morning. But I don't know why he's lined them up on a radiator.
I assume the radiator's not on today.
I don't know. It doesn't feel like it is. No. This is a terrible question for a podcast, Louis.
I was just observing. Just something to talk about, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that is literally something to talk about.
If you're not happy with what we're talking about, get your questions in.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
That's good motive.
Yeah. I was thinking next week we should do a podcast, like not on our usual style, but we should talk about like a bit of an in-depth and depressing one.
Serious
one. We should talk about men's mental health. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good topic to address.
I have a lot to say on that matter.
Yeah, I think if you have, if you're listening, have any sort of views, thoughts, particular subtopics of that you'd like us to address,
or any personal experiences you know about.
That you want to personal share experiences. With us, you'll remain anonymous.
You will.
Just
hit me up.
Obviously, on the email and Instagram.
I think the Instagram's the way to go with this. I've got more responses on there.
I think, it's probably just because it's easy for people, isn't it?
Yeah. And make sure you're following the Instagram account as well. We're only on like 21 followers. So.
Yeah. Do you want to shout that out?
What is it? I don't know the app, actually.
It's a good job I've got my phone out on me, isn't it? Yes. God, Louis, should have come prepared.
Should have done.
It is STTA_podcast. That's STTA_podcast on Instagram. We'll put up a story after when this goes live.
So make sure you're getting your questions in for next week, and I think we'll wrap it up there.
Just drop a DM if you want a question or personal experience on men's mental health. We'll talk about that next week.
Awesome. I was thinking about I might do a separate podcast, like still under this branding, but just football. And I know you don't really into football, but
I'm not sure if I'd be much addition to that, as I don't really talk about football.
Yeah, I'd like to do a football one though. Because not everyone will listen to football. On. So
yeah, we'll get someone on. So there's three of us and another person who knows a bit more about football. We'll do a football episode.
Yeah. But not
maybe. Why don't we do it when does the Premier League officially finish?
I've no idea actually.
Or is that too far away?
It's a few weeks away.
We could do it then. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. I think we'll finish it there, shall we?
Yeah, cool. Thanks for listening, guys.
Yep, thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.